Begin the current daf, Masechta Sanhedrin, daf Pei Vav. Begin 7 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah on the previous daf regarding one of those which are, as the title of this parak, Elohein HaNechnokin, from those who get killed through strangulation. Is a good nefesh miYisrael if someone kidnaps a Jewish person, so the death penalty is chenek. So on that, our Gemara continues that where the Mishnah qualified different halachas, it said, Hagoinim es benoy. If someone steals his son, kidnaps his own son, there's a machlekes of his chayiv or pater. So the Gemara asks, my time of the Rabban, what's the reason of the Rabban who say that if someone kidnaps his own son, he's exempt? So Abaye says, because the Amakra, the Pasuk says in Devarim, and this is in Perek Chavdal Pasuk Zayin, that it says, ki yimotzei, if you're going to find by a man who kidnaps somebody, so says Abaye, the Rabban learned prat lemotzei. Find is excluded if it's already found, meaning a son by the parent, although it's being forced and coerced and it's called kidnapping, but it's where you find him that he took somebody. But if it's already found by him from beforehand, that's not considered valid for the being prosecuted for kidnapping. Now that asks Amalei Rav Papa Labai, he says, but if that's the case, that's how you're interpreting the word yimatze, if it will be found by a man that he kidnapped, excluding something where, of course, it's always found, a son is always by a parent, then how do you interpret the pasuk in Devarim that says, ki imatze, if it's going to be found, ish sheichivim isha bu'ulas baal, a man who's laying carnally with a woman who is married to another man, meaning adultery with a married woman, hachinami, are you going to say there also, ki imatze prat lamatzoi, that there it's only if you find, meaning it's not common, meaning you'll happen upon a man that's with this woman, which it would be excluding if they're always around each other, that then what? Then there's no problem about Arayas over there. Kagoin shall base plainly. For example, like that household where he didn't want to mention the names of the families that he was talking about because they were very distinguished members of the community, but they didn't act appropriately where they had many couples in one house, men and women, and they were always with the other people's wives. Not that they did yichud, they're secluded, but the shchichin gabayah, that they're always around. Hachanami de b'tiri, you can tell me that they're exempt if he's having adultery with his friend's wife. There it says yimotze, which sounds like excluding motzei, and they are around. So why is there any difference than when you're saying regarding kidnapping that, oh, his son is motzei, so then there's no yimotze, so then there's no liability for kidnapping. So Malay, so Abayi responded to me, says, no, Ano, I was referring to a pasuk in Shemais, mivenimtze biyodu kamino. Not the pasuk in Devarim. The pasuk in Devarim says the halacha of ki imatze. But it already says this halacha in Devarim. So why does the pasuk in Shemais repeat the same idea from v'nimtza b'yadi that, and you'll find the kidnapped victim in his hands? That's extra pasuk. To teach us this halacha that it's only going to be if it's yimatze, you'll find, and prat l'matze, because if it would be teaching us that you find it with witnesses, that we already know from ki yimatze, that extra word, that extra pasuk teaches us the halacha. You're right, ki yimatze doesn't have to mean prat l'matze, as by a rais for sure doesn't mean that, but here it's an extra pasuk, that's why we make that drasha. Now, Amar Rava, Rava says, based on this halacha of the Rabbanan, hilkach, therefore, hani mikri dardiki, the school teachers, for little children, umasni rabbanan, and those who teach mishnayos to the rabbis, kimitsuin biyodin dami. Those students are always like they're around them, upitiri, and therefore the teachers that would kidnap the students, if that would happen, they would be exempt because they are always there by the teacher, and that's matsui, and that's excluded from kiyumatsui, as we said from the extra pasuk, as Abayat explained. The Mishnah then said, "Ganav misha chatzia v'chulav." Someone steals someone that's a half a slave, half a free man. For example, let's say there were two owners of the slave, and one freed him and one didn't. So then there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. What is the halacha? So the Gemara says, "Tanan hasam." The Gemara will bring a machlokes that relates back to this machlokes in the Mishnah. So we learned over there in the Mishnah Masechta Baba Kama that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, "Ein lavadim baishas." There is no halacha of baishas, of monetary compensation for embarrassment regarding a slave. So if someone embarrasses a slave, the Torah does not obligate him to give the value of the busha. By a regular Jew, you have to give for the damages, for the pain, and other things, and one of them is baishas, by a slave that does not pertain. So says the Gemara, my time in Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Because Amakra, the pasuk in Devarim, ki inotsu anoshim yachdov ish ve'ochim. If there's going to be men that are fighting together, a man and his brother, and the pasuk continues and says v'hika ish, and one's going to hit the other. Now, from that psukim over there is where we learn that the liability of baishas, because like the pasuk says later on, says v'katzaisas kapa, a woman goes and grabs the private area of the man who's fighting with her husband. So we say we cut off her hand. Now, actually, does not mean cutting off the hand, literally, it means that the monetary value of compensation for the embarrassment that she did to that man. How do we know that? It's because it says over there, don't be merciful on her. It says by Eidim Zayman, just like over there, it's monetarily. Here, it's also monetarily. Now, so we learn out that context of Baishas is in what the Pasuk says when there's two men who are fighting Ishva Achim. It's a man and his brother, which teaches you that the halach of Baishas is Mishi Yeshle Achva, only regarding someone that has brotherhood with you. Yatzeh Evet She'enle Achva, that excludes a slave who doesn't have brotherhood with you, because even with his own paternal brother, he does not have brotherhood. As the Pasuk says in Reish Chav Beis, that he told Eliezer, who was from Canaan, stay here im hachamar, with the donkey, which actually the drasha is am hadayim lechamar, a people who are similar to donkeys, which is just like an animal where there's no brotherhood, it's not considered a brother. And therefore the avodim are excluded from the halacha of Baishas. Whereas Rabbanan, who disagree and hold that one is chayiv on Baishas for even embarrassing a slave, it holds that Achiv, who b'mitzvah, he is considered your brother, because he's your brother regarding mitzvahs, because regarding every mitzvah that a woman is obligated in, a slave is obligated, and as we learn out, Gzeir Shava, la, from Isha. So that's their machlekes in the context of Baishas in the Mishnah Baba Kam. On that continues the Gemara, if that's the case, v'hachol be here in our Mishnah regarding kidnapping, which the Pasuk also says, me'echav, from his brothers, where it says, ki yimotze ish goinav nefesh me'echav. So Heichidar Rabbi Yehuda, so how does Rabbi Yehuda expound in our Mishnah that there is a liability for kidnapping even someone that's a half a slave? But how? A slave is not considered Echav. So that half of him should not create the liability of kidnapping. How does Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah, in this Machlekes, is that he holds that there is a liability of kidnapping on Chetzi Ebe Chetzi Mecharen? Says the Gemara, Savra he holds. The Pasuk says, as we mentioned before, it says, when if you're going to find a man who kidnapped a soul, may Echav from his brothers. Now, that me'echav is lafuki avadim. That's coming to exclude slaves, because again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a slave does not have achva, does not have brotherhood. So that's not considered stealing me'echav if one kidnaps a slave. But then the pasuk continues, and it says, mi'b'nei Yisrael. Now, without the mem, if one just used the word b'nei Yisrael, it sounds like it's only talking about the Jewish people, le'me'ute mishechetzi eved v'chetzi mecharin. Now, it already excluded slaves from echav. So why does it continue to say the Jewish people? It sounds like it's excluding someone else. It's excluding even further. Even someone that's not even a full slave, even someone that's only a half a slave and half a free man, is excluded from the halacha of kidnapping. Now, then moreover, it says, mi'b'nei Yisrael, from the B'nai Yisrael, which that mem is superfluous, because it should have written, it already said from, it says, me'echa, from his brothers, B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish people. What's mi'b'nei Yisrael? It's another miut. Le'me'ute mi'shechetzi evi v'chetzi b'nchorin, to exclude again, someone that's a half a slave, half a free man. Now, havamir, achamir, that's what's known in halacha as an exclusionary term and after another exclusionary term. Now, actually, it's the other way around then. Ve'emir, achamir, el rabbis. When you minus a minus, it actually turns into a positive. And therefore, it's actually including, and therefore, we actually include a chatzi av chatz b'charin, that he is included in halacha of kidnapping, as Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah. For Rabban, however, they learn it differently, because me'echa, from when it says in the pasuk, if someone kidnaps from his brothers, lafuki avodim le'mashmuhu, they don't learn that excludes slaves, because the ha'achiv hu b'mitzvah, as they say in Baba Kama, that a slave is actually considered a brother regarding mitzvahs. Now, therefore, if we're not excluding avodim from echav, then the next terminology, b'nei Yisrael, m'b'nei Yisrael, when we have these two exclusionary terms, one, just the Jewish people, and then from the Jewish people, as we said, the mem is extra. So then you have two, mi'utim, chad le'me'uti eved, one's excluding a slave, v'chad, and the other one is taking a little bit more, is le'me'uti mishechetzi eved v'chetzi mecharin, to exclude someone that's a half a slave, half a free man, and you don't have a mi'ut achamit l'rabbis, because mi'ut achamit is only l'rabbis when it's excluding the same thing more than once. Here it's excluding two different things, eved and chetzi eved v'chetzi mecharin, and therefore they hold, as in our Mishnah, that a chetzi eved v'chetzi mecharin is excluded from the halacha, so if someone kidnaps him, from having the death penalty of chenek. The Gemara asks, Azhar l'goindef nefesh minayin. This whole halacha we're talking about in our Mishnah, where do we find the warning, the prohibition of it mentioned in the Torah regarding kidnapping? Shab Yisham, he says from the pasuk in Shemais, that says, Miloy signav, from don't steal, which is said by the Aseret HaDibros, where it's talking about, as the Gemara will shortly explain, by someone that steals a life, which is kidnapping. Now Rabbi Yechonam, he brings a different pasuk in Beyikri, he says, Miloy yimachru memkeres evid. From the pasuk that says someone should not sell a regular Jewish man the way you would sell a slave, that which is by kidnapping, where you steal someone and you sell him like a slave, where he's really a free man, that's where you know kidnapping from. Now explains the Gemara, v'lei pligi. Rabbi Yishon and Rabbi Yechonam are not disagreeing. They're just two sides of the same coin. Marka chashav lav de geneva, which is Rabbi Yishon was talking about the aspect of the actual kidnapping, And Rabbi Yechon was talking about the other half of the Isser, which is, as the Pasuk says, it says, and then you have to sell him to be prosecuted for the kidnapping. They're both saying the same idea, which is when if someone does both of these violations, kidnapping and then selling, then he gets the death penalty of chenek. And the source for the Asaras is two different Pesukim. The Torah point learned the Braisa, the Pasuk says in Shemais that we just mentioned before, which is the primary component, not the selling part, but the kidnapping part. It says in the Aseres Adibis, Lay Tignaif, don't steal. Says the Braisa, but the Pasuk is talking about someone who steals a life, kidnapping. Says the Braisa, is that really so that it's talking about someone who steals a life? Maybe someone's stealing money. And that's the Braisa Ahmed, you're going to say, Tzei ulamad, go out and learn, Mishlesh esri midis shatir nedeshben. There's 13 different attributes that the Torah is expounded upon. And one of them is, Davar halamed minyane, something that's learned out from the context. Meaning, if you don't know how to explain what a pasuk is specifically talking about, go out and learn that from the pasukim around it, the context, which is near it. Bama hakasim adab, what is the pasuk talking about, that whole topic over there? Now, regarding the Aseres Adibis, the Ten Commandments, is benefashis, is talking about capital punishment. Like Tirtzach, don't murder, like Tinef, do not commit adultery. All of those are capital punishments being prosecuted and executed in the court. So therefore, Avkan, that teaches us from the context, that so too when it says, like Tignev, is talking about benefashis, is talking about by type of theft, which there would be execution in the court for stealing money you don't get executed, must be talking about kidnapping. Similarly, the other way, Tanya Nuchalut, another price, the Pasuk says in the Yikra, and as a Pashas Kedashim, it says, Loi Tignoivu, do not steal. Now, says the price, Begoin of Mama Kasamadab, that Pasuk is talking about a different Pasuk, by someone who steals money. Says the price, is that really so? It's talking about by someone who steals money? Maybe it's talking about someone who steals a life. On that, says the Braisa, Amrit, you're going to say, Tzei ulamad, go out and learn. Mishlesha esemidis, shatari nejesben, from the 13 types of attributes that the Torah is expounded with, and this is one of them, that Dava lav minyani, something that's learned out from the context, but mahakasa medabe, regarding what is the pasuk toma, the pasuk before it, the pasuk after that. In this context, in Bayikra, it's b'mamen, it's toma monetary things, like it says over there, loisashik esriecha, do not hold back the payment that you owe your friend. So therefore, Avkan B'mamah, so here when it says Leitiknevu, it means monetarily. So that's how we know what each pasuk is talking about regarding kidnapping or regarding stealing money. The Itma we learned as follows. Regarding this halach of kidnapping, Eide Gineva ve'eide Mechir B'nefesh. If there are witnesses regarding, as we said before, there's two different even psukim that we learned it out from, there's two different components of kidnapping. There's regarding the liability of being prosecuted for the death penalty of chenek. There is the theft part of actually stealing the person, and then there's the selling of the person. So if there's two different groups of witnesses, one testified regarding that this person stole the person, and then there's a different pair of witnesses that testify that he sold the person. Then Shahuzmu, then those witnesses who tried getting this guy to be executed because they both testified in the two different parts, then these two different groups of witnesses were Huzim, where other sets of witnesses came and said, how can you say regarding that person that he kidnapped and that you say that he sold them when you guys were with us in that other place at the same time? So what's the halacha? Chizkiya Amar Einei Rogin. Chizkiya says that the witnesses which were Huzim are not going to be killed. As the Gemara will shortly explain that what the reason for that is, but ultimately what comes out from Chizki is that since the Edim, who if they would be Huzim, would not be executed, so the guy that they're testifying regarding if they would not be Huzim, also that defendant would not be executed. Because ultimately, when there's two different groups of witnesses, one saying regarding the Gneva, one regarding the Mechira, since as Chizki is saying, they are not witnesses that could be Huzam, so the halacha is Edesh Yatei Chalazima. Since you can't have them executed unless if they're one group of witnesses, then they cannot go ahead, their testimony cannot then go ahead and have someone, the defendant himself, be executed. Rather, it's only with one group of witnesses who would testify in the Geneva and the Mechira, only then could they execute him, and then they themselves would be Huzim. That's how Chizkiya says. Rabbi Yechon Amar Ne'erag, and Rabbi Yechon disagrees. He says, no, that these two pairs of witnesses, if they were Huzim, would be executed. So the Gemara explains their machlekes. Chizkiya, the Amar Rabbi Akiva. Chizkiya is because he's going like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar that he says in explanation of the Pasuk that talks about regarding the halacha of testimony in the Torah, says that through two witnesses or through three witnesses, Yakum Davar, that the thing should be established. So Rabbi Akiva says the Amar Davar, when he says a thing, is V'loi Chatzah Davar, not a half a thing. Which this is Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabban and Baba Basra and Perek Cheskat Sabatim, when the Pasuk says, HaPishnayim Edim Yakum Davar, which we learned v'loy chatzit of not a half a thing. This thing is a half of a testimony by each group of witnesses. Why? Because if there was no witnesses of the actual theft of the person, then he would not get executed because of the witnesses who say he sold the person, because he could say, yeah, I sold him, but I didn't kidnap him, he was my slave. And if not from the witnesses who say that he sold him, then he wouldn't be liable to the death penalty about kidnapping either, because you need to have both the sale too. So really, each witness is only saying a half a dover. That's not a valid testimony, and therefore the person cannot be executed, and therefore they cannot be huzim. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan makrabbanon, Rabbi Yechanan says like the Rabbanon, the army that they say dava vafili chatzi dava, they say that no, they don't have that drasha. They say witnesses can testify regarding even only a half of an element of a testimony. And together, the two of them are saying a whole dover that is a valid testimony, and therefore the person could be executed, and therefore then they could be huzam. Now, however, continues the Gemara, moid chizkiah, but chizkiah would agree, although he says that they cannot be huzam, he would agree regarding a different halacha, be'edim ha'achreinim shel ben seirim mer. Although we're saying regarding kidnapping, where there's two different phases, there's the theft part, and then there's the selling part, and Chizki is saying, oh, if you only have one half, that's not a good, you can't be executed, and neither could the edim zayman be executed. But says the Gemara, Chizki would agree regarding the halacha of ben seirim mer, where the Mishnah taught on the Ayin Aleph and Aleph, that the process, the procedure of Ben Sari Mer is that first they warn him, the parents warn him in front of three judges, and they give him lashes, and if he does the problems again, then he's judged in front of 23 judges. In other words, first his parents come in front of the judges, and if when there's a first pair of witnesses who testify and say, this guy is doing the Ben Sari Mer type of behaviors, he's eating the tartim or a buster, and he's drinking the half a lug of wine from what he stole, so then the first time around they give him lashes. As the pasuk says, v'yisru oisai, which is lashes. Then if he messes up again, then he's judged in front of 23 judges for the death penalty, which is the Ben Sari Mer gets skila. Now, on that is what the Gemara is saying, that Chizki would agree regarding that second pair of witnesses who would testify that it was chazer v'kilkel, that he messed up again. Shehuzmu, if they would be huzam, shenerogin, that they would be executed, and that we would not say, as would seem to be like the parallel of kidnapping, that it's only chatzidaver. Why is it only chatzidaver? Because if not for the first pair of witnesses who testified the first time, this second pair of witnesses would not have this ben seremer be executed. And that is what the Gemara is saying, that no. We say that the first pair of witnesses already gave their punishment to the Ben Sari Mer, because of their testimony the first time around, he got lashes. So therefore, their testimony is not applicable anymore regarding the second pair of witnesses' testimony, and rather this second pair of witnesses' testimony is a whole entire testimony that it's doing on its own. Similarly, as if one would say that this is chaylev, that's a separate testimony. Now, if someone comes along and says that this guy ate the chaylev, it's contingent, but that contingency was already completed. Here also saying the contingency was already completed, and therefore the second pair of witnesses, Chizki would agree that it's not considered chatzidavar, and that if they would be huzam, the second pair of witnesses, which they wanted to get the Ben Sari Mer to be executed, they would be executed themselves. As the Gemara explains, because since the first pair of witnesses of the Ben Sari Mer, who they gave lashes, they continued to base, they could say, all we were coming to do to this wayward child was to give him lashes. We were not testifying so that it could be put into place that ultimately he could be executed, because we didn't know he's going to go ahead and mess up again. We thought this is it, he's going to learn his lesson. And therefore, Vahani Achrini, so therefore comes out that the second pair of witnesses, Kulei Davar Kavdila, they ultimately did the whole testimony regarding the execution of the Ben Sari Mer, which was when they're judged in front of 23 judges, and therefore Chizki would agree that then the second pair of witnesses would be considered Davar and not just Chatzid Davar, and they would be executed. Unlike the halacha, as we said, of Goyim Nefesh. Now, Maskevel Rav Papa. On this, what the Gemara just said, Rav Papa asked, but if that's the case, he takes it back to our sugi. He says, wait, then why is it any different in regards to our halacha of kidnapping? Regarding the second pair of witnesses, we said kidnapping has at least those two components, those two phases. First has to be testified that he stole the person, and then that he sold the person. On that, as Rav Papa said, then the witnesses who testify that he sold the person, they should be executed, and by default then what they're testifying regarding that individual, he should also be executed. Because since, and this is the same logic you just said a second ago, this mitoich, since the witnesses who testified regarding the first phase of that he stole, they could say, we were only coming to give him lashes regarding the theft, which is like stealing anything, stealing a person. There's lashes for stealing. We didn't know that he was going to go ahead and sell the person. So we weren't coming to have him executed. We just were coming to give him to be lashes. And therefore, it comes out that the second pair of witnesses regarding the selling, as we said, same thing in the context of Inside Mara, they were doing the whole thing. Now, says Papa v'chitim, and if you're going to say, no, the ksava chizkia delaylaki, chizkia holds that you don't get lashes just for the stealing of the person. Why not? Why isn't that theft? Like any avera that's a negative prohibition, is lashes, is because it's what's known in halacha as a lav shenitin la'asaras mises bezdin. It's a negative prohibition that could reach and be warned regarding a more severe punishment of a death sentence in the courts, because if he sold the person that he stole, he would get executed. And maybe Chizkiah holds, therefore they can't get lashes. So therefore, if they can't get lashes, they can't say that we were coming to give lashes. And that says, Rav Papa, you can't say that. Because Vayitma, we learned following halacha. Ede Gineva Benefesh. Regarding witnesses who testified regarding the act of the kidnapping. Shehuzmu, where they were huzm. So we have Machlekes Chizkiah v'Bichnan. Chadam Alok, and one says that those witnesses would get lashes. V'chadam Ein Loik, another one says, no, he's not going to get lashes. They're not going to get lashes. Now, V'minan, we had said, to Stayim, we could prove, to Chizkiah Dam Alok, and it was Chizkiah who said that they're going to get lashes, which is obviously reinforcing Rav Papa's question, where the only way we were going to answer his question was to say that, no, you can't say mitoich, that they're only coming to give him lashes, and they're going to get lashes, because Chizkiah holds that they're not going to get lashes. We're going to prove that Chizkiah holds that they would get lashes, and therefore the question then is going to get reinforced. So why can't you say the same mitoich, and that the second pair of witnesses who say regarding the selling were taking the full dover, and they should be executed? Why? How do we know that the Chizkiah is the one who said in this Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan regarding those who testify regarding just the kidnapping that they would get lashes? Because min d'ama Chizkiah ein aragin, because from the fact that Chizkiah says that if, let's say, they were huzam, as we said this on Amman Aleph, let's say there's two pairs of witnesses, one regarding the Gineva and one regarding the Mechira. If they were both huzam after the Eid Mechira already came, says Chizkiah, that they would not get executed. Now, if that's the case, that they would not get executed, then obviously they would get lashes. Because it's not that they're going to be able to ultimately be executed for this testimony. And if it's not regarding them, Allah shanit la'asaras mises bezdin, because it cannot be. Chizkiah holds that even if they were huzam after the Eid Mechira, they would not get the death penalty because it's a chatzi davar. So from the fact that he says, Ein Aragin, obviously he's the one who holds that Loikin, and if he is the one that says Loikin, then we're back to Rav Papa's question, then why can't they say, we were only coming to give lashes, and us to get lashes, they were huzim, and therefore then the second pair of witnesses should get the whole Dover, as we said the same logic by Ben Sarah Mara. Because says Rav Papa, the Rabbi Yechanan, because if you'd entertain to say that it was Rabbi Yechanan who said that you are Loikin, and Chizkiah was saying that actually they ain't Loikin, then Kivin to Amna Ragin, but since Rabbi Yechanan said that if the witnesses of the sale come after the witnesses of the theft, before Hazam was done, and then the verdict was handed down on both pair of witnesses, and then they were huzam, that then they're going to be executed. So how could they get lashes if this Eid Degenevu huzam before the Eid Mechira came? But again, Hahavali Lav, but this is a negative prohibition, meaning regarding their false testimony at the time they were testifying, is a negative prohibition, Shanit and Lazarus, which is given to a warning that they should not testify like that, because if they testify and they're not going to be huzam before Eid Mechira come, so the verdict is going to be handed down based on them, and then if there's huzam, they're going to, if Eid Mechira would come before then they would be killed a Mises Pesdin. And although now it's not, but ultimately the Eid Mechira could come, and the Hazama could come after Eid Mechira. And as we said, any negative prohibition that could reach to a point of a Mises Bezin, which is the case according to Rabbi Yechon, as we said in Amman Alf, ain't like and love. So you can't get lashes, even if they are going to be exempt from the death penalty, because it's not given to be warned regarding lashes, as we said, because you can't give lashes of anything that could ultimately reach a death sentence, which according to Rabbi Yechon, it could. So then the question is concluded. So ihu loylaki. So they can't get lashes. So inhu hechalaki. So how could they get lashes? Again, it's not a category of kasha zamam. Because as we said, he can't get lashes, so they can't get lashes. So if they're not getting lashes, so how could they say they were coming to give lashes if there is no lashes? And if there is no lashes, there must be. It can't be like Rabbi Yechanan. It must have been like Chizkiah. And Chizkiah holds that there is going to be lashes. And if there's lashes, then they should be saying that we're only coming for that and not for the testimony of the death sentence. And therefore, they're not even a Chatzai Dov. And therefore, the whole Dover is the Eid Mechira. Whereas Rashi says, and if one would think regarding that the witnesses of the Eid Geneva could get lashes because of Leisana Berecha Itshaka, because they're false testimony, that's a law of shame b'maisa. It's a negative prohibition that doesn't have an action, which one does not get lashes. So that was Rapapa's question. It's Elam Rapapa, rather Papa says it differently regarding this machlekes on Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechanan, we said on Amud Aleph. He says as follows, says, Be'ed Mechira, regarding the witnesses of the sale, the Kulam Aloipligi de Neragin. Everyone agrees that if the verdict was concluded based on the testimony of both groups of witnesses on the Eid Geneva and Eid Mechira, everyone would agree regarding the Eid Mechira that they're going to be executed. Ki Peligi be'Eid Geneva, the Machlekes was regarding the first pair of witnesses of the theft. Chizkiah Amma Einarog, and Chizkiah said that they're not going to be executed. Why? Because Geneva l'chudekaima u'mechira l'chudekaima. That is, each pair of testimony is separate, because the Eid Geneva, they're not coming to kill the kidnapper just to get him to get lashes, because they're not testifying regarding the second half. But the Eid Mechira, who are coming with them, and they're saying that they were warned regarding the death penalty, they're stopping him from getting lashes, and they're making him get the liability of the death penalty. So they're the one with their saying regarding the sale is what completes the whole thing, and they're the ones that are getting him executed, and therefore they're the ones who get the death penalty. But not the Eid Geneva. Which Rabbi Yechanan and Nerog, and Rabbi Yechanan says that no, even the Eid Geneva get the death penalty if they're both Huzim. Because Geneva Aschalta de Mechiri, he holds that the kidnapping is the beginning of the sale. Where Rabbi Yechanan holds that there's not going to be lashes on the Geneva part. As we said, because it's a lav shenit and la'asaris mizid bezin. And they're only coming to have him executed. Now, although that you need both pairs of witnesses regarding Geneva and the Mechira, and each one is going to be Chatzidavar, but yeah, that's what he holds, that they're going to be executed like the opinion of the Rabbanan. And it's Rabbi Yechanan who's going like the Rabbanan, who holds that Chatzai Davar is not a problem for a testimonial. Now, therefore here, though, according to Rav Papa's version, now it's going to be the Moed is going to be the opposite way. The first version on Amud Aleph had it that Chizkiah was agreeing on something to Rabbi Yechanan. According to Rav Papa's version, it's the other way around. The Moed to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan would agree, Be'edim harishayinim shal ben seri marish shuhuzmu. According to the first version, they had Chizkiah agreeing to the second pair of witnesses in the Ben Sarim Mar. We're talking about kidnapping and comparing in the parallel to Ben Sarim Mar. According to this version, it's Rabbi Yechanan who's going to be agreeing on the Eidim Rishayim, the first pair of witnesses, Ben Sarim Mar, if they're Huzam, She'ein Erogen. That they're not going to be executed. Because there, most definitely, their testimony is for lashes, as the Pasuk says clearly that the first pair of witnesses regarding Ben Sarim Mar is V'Yisroi, so that you give that wayward child lashes. And it's because since they could say we're coming to give lashes, which is really what the halach is, therefore even if we agree that there's going to be an execution on our halacha kidnapping, because both the Geneva and the Mechira are part of the kidnapping, but in the context of Ben Sarim Mar, there they could say, no, we're not part of the, we're not aschalta of the Ben Sarim Mar. It's an independent entity, and therefore they're going to be exempt from the death penalty of their huzim. Now, Amar Abaye, he qualifies this topic regarding Ben Sarim Mar. He says, Hakol Moedim Ben Sarim Mar. Everyone agrees regarding the Ben Sarim Mar. In other words, that there are witnesses by Ben Sarim Mar that everyone would agree regarding one of their peers of witnesses to say that he's going to be exempt. Hakol Moedim Ben Sarim Mar. And also, everyone agrees that there is a group where everyone would agree that they're going to be chayiv. And umachlekes ben Sarim, there's a third category regarding a group of ben Sarim Mar, that there is where you have the machlekes Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechanan, according to how we understand, as we just mentioned before, the machlekes. What are these three different categories? So it explains the Gemara. Abaye says, Hakol moedim ben Sarim Mar, everyone agrees by ben Sarim Mar regarding what? Be'edim harishayinim, as we just mentioned before, regarding the first pair of witnesses, she'ein erogen, where they're not going to get executed. Even Rabbi Yechanan agrees over there, since they could say we were coming to give lashes, we weren't coming to give the death penalty, and therefore even if we're huzim, we're not getting death, we're rather getting lashes. Second category, everyone agrees regarding Ben Sarim Mar, Be'edim Achrayim, regarding the last pair of witnesses, says Abaye, in that case is Shenarogim, where they're going to be executed. Why? It's actually based on the previous halacha. Since the first pair of witnesses could say that our testimonial was only to get them to have lashes, so it comes by default, Vahani, Kuli, Dover, Kaavdila. Comes out that the second pair of witnesses are really doing the whole thing regarding death. And therefore, it's not a chatzi davar. So everyone would agree, even those who hold like Rabbi Kiva, that it would be considered a whole davar, and therefore they would get executed. So machlokes ben Sermer. Well, what would the machlokes between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan be regarding ben Sermer? Would be in the following case: shnayim oimrim befaneinu ganav. Two witnesses say that in front of us, we saw this child steal from his father money to go ahead and buy the meat and the wine, which was the second time after he got lashes, which is the first step to getting executed. And then a second pair of witnesses say, and in front of us, he ate that meat in someone else's property, because as the earlier Mishnah had said, that the liability is only if he steals from his father and eats it in Rishus Achayim. Now, these two groups of witnesses need each other. And the first pair of witnesses in this case cannot say, oh, we were coming to just give him lashes, because this is already after the first lashes, this is already working towards the death penalty. Now, therefore, comes out that each one of these pair of witnesses are Chatzi Davar. So that's where the machlik is going to be. As we said in Amman Aleph, Chizki, the Hozak Rebbe Kiva, is going to say that Eina Rogin, they're not going to get executed because Chasidavar. Rebbe Yechanu, who so holds like Rabbanan, would say in this case, Narogin, that they would both be executed because they hold that Chasidavar is also valid as a testimony. Continues the Gemara, Amr Vasi, Eide Mechira Benefesh, regarding the witnesses who testified regarding that this guy sold this person. But there were no witnesses who came to testify regarding that they saw him actually steal him, meaning to actually do the kidnapping, just that they see that he sold him. Shehuzmu, if they were huzam, this pair of witnesses, ein erogin, they would not be executed. Why? Because since the guy could say, I was selling my slave, so the testimony that they were doing on him was not something that could execute him. It was only the second half, but without the first half, emein yisoid ein binyan, and therefore the witnesses themselves, when they're huzam, they don't get executed. Now, Amr Rav Yisuf, he says, Kaman Ozla Hoshmaita de Ravasi. So he says, according to whom is this teaching of Ravasi that we just mentioned like? It's Rebbe Kiva. Because the Amr Dava Blechatzi Dava, like Rebbe Kiva. Because here it's half of the testimony. It's only the Eid Mechira. And without the Eid Geneva. So the Eid Mechira themselves, since they're half a thing, that's why it's going like Rebbe Kiva that he's going to be exempt from being executed. And Adam, like Abaya said to Rav Yisuf, what do you mean? Dikra Abonin, what you're saying, but according to Abonin, they're Rogan that they would be executed? But they have this svara of sins. And that is, there's not even a chatzi davar over here. Because here, that the guy could have saved himself from the court with the claim of saying, what do you mean? I was selling my slave. And he wouldn't have been executed. Therefore, the edim that were huzam should not be executed. Ela rather says, Abaya, filotem rabban. You could even say this, Allah of Rasa was like the rabbanon. And it's talking about where the witnesses of the theft itself didn't even come. That's what Rav Asher was saying, as we explained before, where he could say, I was selling my slave. Yeah, you saw me sell this person, but how do you know I kidnapped him? Maybe he was my slave. And because of that, everyone would agree that they're not going to be executed, the witnesses. And that has the Gemara, as Rav Yisvi, Hachem Ayla Member. So then, what's the Chiddush of the Halacha? If Edi Geneva never came, of course, he can't be executed, and therefore the witnesses cannot be executed. So the Gemara, Loi Tzricha, no, it's necessary the Afakav of the Asul of Saif. Even though ultimately the Eidi Geneva ended up coming after the Eidi Mechira already testified, came Eidi Geneva, and then the verdict was concluded based on both of them. So even though the defendant was ultimately going to be executed, but if the Eidi of the Mechira are Huzam, they're not going to be executed. On that, asked the Gemara, Bavakati Melo Member. But still, why would that be necessary to even say? When the first pair of witnesses testified, it wasn't appropriate to be concluded the verdict based on what they were saying, and they could say, we didn't know that witnesses were going to come and testify that he was kidnapped to have him executed. So therefore, since they could say that, they could say we weren't coming to do Misa, and therefore they shouldn't be allowed to be executed. So what's the chiddush even in saying that? So the Gemara Loi Tzricha is necessary to come Ramzi to Muzi. We're talking about where the two pair of witnesses, the Eid Mechir went for it first, but they were signaling to the Eid Geneva, who ultimately ended up coming. Now, the time, what would you think to say, removing milsahi, that gesturing would be considered significant, and they did know about the Eidi Geneva, and therefore they were coming to have him executed, and therefore when the Huzim they should be executed. Kamash Malan, Ramiz Alav Kulmi, that's a big chiddush, and say that no, alluding, gesturing is not halachically significant, and therefore, since when they were coming, they could say, we didn't know that there was Eidi Geneva going to come to have him executed, and therefore, even if they're Huzim, they're not going to be executed. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Continuing on the next category of the Nechnokin is Zakin Mamri Al Pi Bezin, the elderly Talmud Chacham who rebels against the court where then his punishment is that he gets the death penalty of Chanuk. Where we know this is Shenem, like it says the Pasuk in Devarim. Now, the Pasuk is actually a few Pesukim, where it starts in Perek Yizayin Pasuk Ches, where there it says, as our Mishnah begins the Pasuk, it says, Ki poli mimcha davar lemishpat, that if it's going to be eluding you something regarding judgment, so the Pasuk there continues, and this is going to be pertinent to the Pesukim for other halachas, which the Pasuk says, Bein dam ladam, between different types of blood, Bein din ladin, between different types of judgment, U bein neg lenega, between different types of tzaras, Divei rives b'sharecha, regarding disputes in your gates. So v'kamta v'alisa l'mokim, so you should get up and go up to the place, Asher yivcha Hashem l'kechaba, where Hashem your God has chosen for him. Now, two Pesukim later, it continues and says, V'asisa al pi'a davar, and you should do according to the thing, Asher yigidu l'cha, that they will tell you, m'namokim ahu, from that place, Asher yivcha Hashem, which Hashem will choose. V'shamarat alasis, and you should safeguard to do, k'chal Asher yirucha, like all that they will teach you. Two Pesukim later continues, and all the Pesukim are continuing, but the Pasuk continues, Va'isha Shayasa Bezadeh, now if a man who will do deliberately, Levilte Shmayala Kayin, not to hear the Kayin Ha'imid Lashar Yisham, who stands to serve over there, Hashem Lekecha, Hashem your God, Oyal HaShayfet, or to the judge, U'meisa Yishahu, and then that man will die, U'viarta Ram Yisrael, and you'll get rid of the evil amongst the Jewish people. Which this refers to the Halacha of the Zaken Mamri, who does not listen to the High Court to stop Pasuking like the way he holds his Halacha. So explains the Mishnah, Shleishi Batei Din in Hayisham. There were three different courts that were there in Yerushalayim, which is what the Pasuk told me when it says, V'kam Tabalis, you'll get up and go up, which the highest place is Yerushalayim, where Echad Yeshev al Pesach HaRabayis. The first one was sitting by the opening of the HaRabayis of the Temple Mount, which was the eastern gate, which is within the Chayil, which is the outermost area, but before the Ezes Nashim, before one gets to the Ezes Nashim going towards the Mikdash itself. That's the first one. Then the Echad Yeshev al Pesach Azar. Then the next one, as one is walking upwards towards the west, is the opening of the Azara, of the courtyard, which is higher than that, which is when one passes the Ezes Nashim and coming towards the Ezes Yisrael, that's where the second Bezin is. And the Echad Yeshev Lishkas Agazas. Then there was one that sat in the chamber of hewn stone, which was built in the Azar itself, half of it in the sanctified part, half of it in the unsanctified part, as the Gemara says in Seyde Yuma, and of Chofeyam et Aleph. So, Boin, so that what the halachic process was that this Zakin, who had Paskin in his city and the court in his city disagree with him, where the Torah requires that, okay, now because of that, they have to go up to Yerushalayim and ask the higher courts what they hold. So, him and his Bezin of his city, they come Lezeh to this court, Shal Pesach Harabais, which is by the opening of the Harabais, which is the Bezin that they encounter first. And for Omer, and this Zakin Mamri says, Kach Darashti, this is how I expound. But this is how my colleagues expound. Kach Limadati, this is how I learned. But Kach Limdu Chaver, this is how my colleagues learned. What do you say? So Im Shamu, if that court heard what the halach is, he would tell them. Vimla, but if not, Boin Lehen Lo Isin Shal Pesach Azar, they would continue going to the court that was by the opening of the Azar of the courtyard. And again, he would say, Kach Darashti V'Kach Dor Shechaver, this is how I expound, this is how my colleagues expound. Kach Limadati V'Kach Limdu Chaver, this is how I learned, this is how my colleagues learned. Im Shamu, if they heard what the halacha is, Amalhem, he would tell them. Vimlav, if not, Elu ve'elu boin lebezn ha'gadol shabalishkas ha'gazes. Then they would all go up to the high court, the supreme court that was in the lishkas ha'gazes. Shememenu yitzitur l'chol Yisrael, that from there the Torah goes out to all the Jewish people. Shnem, like the Pasuk says over there, min ha'mokim ha'hu, from that place, asher yivcha Hashem, which Hashem chose, which is the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the bezn ha'gadol is. So they would finally tell him, the Psak, that was the highest court, the Jewish Supreme Court, what is the answer? Now, Chazal Yira, if he goes back to his city, Shana v'lamed k'derech shahaya lamed, if he continues to learn and to understand according to how he had learned, so Pater, he's exempt. But v'im hay relasis, but if he's teaching others to do like how he holds in contradiction to the high court, Chayev, then he's liable for the death penalty of Chenek. Shnemek says in the Pasuk there later on, Ve'ish asher yase bezadne, and the man who will do deliberately, which is, Ein chayev at sheyer elasis, he's not liable until he teaches to do regarding action. And then that's when he's liable for the halacha of Zaken Mamre. Now says the Mishnah regarding a Talmud, a student, who did not yet reach the age of Hayra, of Paskening, if he disagrees and disputes the court in his city, and they go up to the high court and they ask, and he comes back to the city, Shahir al-Asis, even if he comes back to the city and he's teaching others to do as he initially did, Pater, he's going to be exempt because we don't rely on this teaching anyway. And therefore, the Torah does not hold the liability of Zaka Mamre, only someone that's a mufla, someone that's a professional, a high one on a court, as the Gemara explains. So says the Mishnah, Nimtzu Chumre comes at that the stringency that we placed on the student, which that we say that he's not fit to teach until he's 40 years old, it actually becomes, Kule becomes his leniency, that is actually what exempts him from the death penalty because we anyways don't listen to him. And therefore, although he's teaching, he does not qualify for the death penalty of the Zaka Mamre.